Are you ready to go now? All right, let's go, Ed. For crying out loud. Ah, here we go. It looked extremely rocky for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-6 with but an inning left to play. And so when Cooney died at first and Burroughs did the same, a pallor wreathed the features of the patrons of the game. A straggling few got up to go, leaving there the rest with that hope which springs eternal within the human breast. For they thought, if only Casey could get a whack at that. They put up even money with Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey, and likewise so did Blake. And the former was a pudding, and the latter was a fake. So on that stricken multitude a death-like silence sat, for there seemed but little chance of Casey's getting to the bat. But Flynn let drive a single to the wonderment of all, and the much-despised Blakey tore the cover off the ball. And when the dust had lifted and they saw what had occurred, there was Blakey, safe on second, and Flynn, a hugging third. Then from the gladdened multitude went up a joyous yell. It bounded from the mountaintop and rattled upon the dell. It struck upon the hillside and rebounded on the flat. Well, Casey, mighty Casey, was advancing to the bat. There was ease in Casey's manner as he stepped into his place. There was pride in Casey's bearing and a smile on Casey's face. And when responding to the cheers, he lightly doffed his cap. No stranger in the crowd could doubt 'twas Casey at the bat. 10,000 eyes were on him as he rubbed his hands with dirt. 5,000 tongues applauded as he wiped them on his shirt. While the writhing pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed from Casey's eyes, and a sneer curled Casey's lip. And now, the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air. And Casey stood watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "Ain't my style," said Casey. "Strike one," the umpire said. And from the bleachers, black with people, there rose a sullen roar. Like the beating of the storm waves on a stern and distant shore. "Kill them, kill the umpire," shouted someone from the stand. And it's likely they'd have done it had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult, and he bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and again the spheroid flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, "Strike two!" "Fraud! Fraud!" yelled the maddened thousands, and the echo answered, "Fraud! Fraud!" But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face grow stern and cold. They saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey would not let that ball go by again. The sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched with hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball. And now he lets it go. The air air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. Oh, somewhere in this favored land, the sun is shining bright. The band is playing somewhere. And somewhere hearts are light. Somewhere men are laughing. And somewhere children shout. But there is no joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. What a moment. What a moment. Have you ever struck out with the bases loaded? Boy, oh boy. I think even worse than that is to foul out. That's even worse, you know, take this fat tap, up it goes, a little thing, and the catcher's circling back. And the third baseman is coming over. Oh, no, no, no. You hit your bat on the ground. No, 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 no. You know that piece, Mighty Casey at the Bat. Now, that's the original version that you heard there tonight. That there have been several versions since. And do you know that it troubled people so much that Casey has struck out, actually did it, you know? The American dream is you win, you know, you win. That's why this is stuck in Americans' craws all these years. Casey did. Love it. Well, it bothered people so much that about 20 years after this thing was written, a guy had to write another version where Casey belted one out of the park. Well, of course, it didn't get even. I mean, that thing laid an egg. I mean, it appears it was during the great Reformation period in America. It really was. It appeared during the period when liberalism began to take hold. And the underdog, you know, was considered everybody's equal and all that bit. So they had to write it that Casey made it. Well, everyone could spot the obvious sophistry in that because Casey kept striking out. You know, you go to the ballpark, he does it. I'm sorry. I dig that piece.